didn't really get this until I moved here, but the modern fish fry tradition is really in Wisconsin's DNA. And just in case you haven't noticed, hundreds of restaurants, churches, VFWs hold fish fries on Fridays. And this is a year-round thing among people of all religious backgrounds. We're going around the state for the Friday night fish fry on this Wisconsin weekend. Rebecca Meyer Fry is co-owner of the Dorf House in Sauk City. Rebecca, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, the Dorf House has won several Best Fish Fry Awards from Madison Magazine, and this is pretty prestigious considering the competition out there on fish fries. What are you guys doing in Sauk City?
Well, we've been serving all-you-can-eat family fish fry for 57 years. Our parents started serving chicken and fish all-you-can-eat for, imagine this, a dollar in 1961. So we continue serving that tradition, but it's a bit more than a dollar these days. But I think we have the recipe down.
What have your parents passed down to you?
Oh, a wonderful legacy. The Dorf House, we're in a small town of Roxbury. It's about 800 people. And so we have two bars, big Bavarian room, a couple dining rooms, filled with German paintings of German castles and kings, antiques, just a very warm and welcoming atmosphere. So it's a legacy that my brother and I and my siblings are happy to carry on. We serve German-American food, but like I said, they started serving chicken and fish, and we do that pretty well.
And there's also the band on Friday nights adds to the ambiance. Can you explain a little bit of that ambiance that goes next to your fish fry?
Sure. So during Lent, just to pass the time, because you could expect an hour and a half to 2 hour wait on a Friday. Mm-hmm. We hired a 3-piece band playing German music. So the back room, so you can listen, you can get up and polka. So that adds to the atmosphere. People just really enjoy coming in, relaxing, having a good time, waiting for their table.
So what kind of fish do you use? Are you very particular?
We started serving perch when they first started. But we serve haddock, very flaky fish, very nice light breading. We serve it with coleslaw, our homemade German potato salad, and French fries. And then we have these great things called fritters, and it's a sweetened bread dough. They're a huge favorite of our guests. And then we have honey on the table to go with those.
Walk us through your German potato salad, if you will, because that is a very important side dish to a fish fry, for sure.
Say that again.
Your German potato salad. Can you walk us through what you do with that? Your German potato salad.
Oh, sure. Yep. I mean, you know, they're cooked potatoes, and we add onions and celery, bacon, eggs, celery seed. We make our own dressing for it. So we go through, you know, many pounds of German potato salad every Friday night.
How many pounds?
I said many pounds.
Many pounds.
We serve about 260 pounds of fish every Friday.
That is a lot. Oh, my goodness.
We serve about 450 guests on average.
That is a ton of volume, Rebecca. You've got a lot of planning in that. Rebecca Meyer Fry is co-owner of the Dorf House in Sauk City and joining us now as we explore fish fries all around the state. Tim on Facebook says Q Club in Waukesha is his favorite. Marcia on Facebook says Madison Fish Fry. You can't go wrong. What is your favorite fish fry? Fish fry in the state. 800-642-1234. Call it out. What sides do you have to have with your fish? And then there's dessert, your dessert of choice. What goes with your fish fry? And if you're a fan of the Dorf House in Sauk City, tell us why. 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Rebecca, you said that you've been around since 1961 when an all-you-can-eat fish fry went for a dollar. Has much else changed for the Dorf House, or do you keep it pretty consistent through the years?
Yeah, we keep it pretty consistent, and that's why guests keep coming back. Good quality food, consistency, fair prices, a great staff, welcoming, taking care of our guests. That's really what it's all about.
What about dessert? What do you like to do for dessert with your
People love
fries?
Cheesecake. So we do have a dessert tray that our staff takes around at the end of the meal. So cheesecakes are our favorite. One of my brothers makes homemade bread pudding. We have German chocolate cake, Black Forest cake occasionally. And then, of course, our ice cream drinks. We're a true supper club, so, you know, grasshoppers and Brandy Alexander's, pink squirrels, they're a favorite also.
Yeah, no calories going on there in Sauk City. No.
And so, don't forget, you can get a great Brandy Old Fashioned, because that's what we're all about, too.
Tell us about some of your regular customers. I'm sure you have regulars.
Oh, yeah. Yep, and that's what's helped sustain us for this long, right? Your regular customers that are always there, encouraging you, bringing you new friends, bringing new customers. We do bring people from about an hour and a half to a two-hour radius, so, you know, Madison, Milwaukee, Chicago, Eau Claire, La Crosse, really a destination restaurant.
Let's bring in Brad now in Whitewater with his suggestion. Good morning, Brad.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
Doing well. Where do you go for your fish fry?
There's a wonderful restaurant a few miles south of Whitewater called The Duck Inn. Someone by the name of Jeff Carbash reopened it in 96, and he's been doing a wonderful job with it ever since. One of the things that really makes it stand out to me is that on Friday nights, it's not only all-you-can-eat fried fish, but also all-you-can-eat baked fish, and he does both of them just to utter excellence.
Wow.
The place has great ambiance. It's built like a ski chalet with, a very high, pointy ceiling and beautiful woodwork indoors and a roaring fireplace in the winter. And it's a beautiful place to have dinner, and it's a wonderful Friday night fish special.
How are the tables? Is it set up more community style or individual tables?
You know, the beauty of it is it's a little of everything. There are, individual four-tops, and then there are long tables for, families of 12 or 16 or larger groups available. There's a separate smaller dining room in the back. Of course, they have a bar area. So, it really caters to everybody.
Well, Brad, thank you so much for the tip. Great description. It sounds like such a warm and welcoming place. And also baked fish fry. Baked fish fry, right? That doesn't work together. But thank you so much, Brad, for that call. Let's go back to Rebecca now. Rebecca, it sounds too like ambiance plays a really big role where you are. What is it about the tradition of fish fries in Wisconsin that is near and dear to your heart?
Oh, just bringing people out together on a Friday night, end of the work week, and they come out to relax. They meet new friends. They meet old friends. Some people come in, and as they're waiting, they might meet somebody, and then they say, we'd like to sit with this couple. Is there room for us on the table to add them? And I just love that. Some people, they start a card game. So it's just about relaxing, getting to know people. So if you're in a hurry, I wouldn't say come out on a Friday night. We started serving fish fry during Lent now on Wednesdays just to, serve the people that kind of want to come in and eat and be on their way. But definitely Friday's the night for all around the state just to go out and have a good time.
And are people open to having a all-you-can-eat chicken as well? It sounds like there's a little bit of a mix here between the fish and the chicken.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep, you can get a combination of both. A lot of times, just like that past caller called in, sounds very similar to the Dorf House, where we do take reservations for parties of eight or more on Fridays. We have big groups that come in, and a lot of times they'll do a combination of fish and chicken.
So you're flexible. What kind of staffing do you have to have? I mean, you have huge volume. How many people are on your staff?
We have about 35 employees. 25, 28 people working on a Friday night, 7 to 8 servers, and about 5 bartenders and 5 cooks and dishwashers and busters and salad people. And
may I ask how much oil you might go through?
That would be a better question for our cooks. And that's important, too, because we use a very high-quality oil, and, we switch it out, it's ready to go today. switch it out last night, ready to go for Friday night, switch it out tomorrow. So that's really important, and a good fish fry too, good quality oil, and, you know, making sure it's clean.
Well, Rebecca Meyer-Fry, it has been such a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. Appreciate that. You have a good day.
You too. Rebecca Meyer-Fry, she is co-owner of the Dorf House in Sauk City and giving us a taste of her Friday night fish fry tradition that dates back to 1961. What's your tradition on Friday nights? 800-642-1234. What fish is your favorite? What side is your favorite? Post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. We'll be back for more Wisconsin Weekend and hear about your fish fries right after this latest news. The Friday night fish fry tradition in Wisconsin began this state when the state was settled, which was heavily by Catholics. They were of German, Polish, and other descents whose religion did not allow eating meat on Fridays. That sparked a Friday fish fry economy. We're going around the state calling out our favorite fish fries. Give a mention to yours at 800-642-1234. You can post about your go-to fish fry, your pictures, all that good stuff over on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let's go to Mike now, who joins us from Dakota. Mike, what do you have for us?
Well, good morning, and thanks for taking the call. One thing I would second, the Dorf House has excellent food. I've never had their fish fry, but great place to go. But I wanted to recommend Johnny B's in Richford, Wisconsin, which is a little bit east of Coloma off of I-39 at the junction of Highway 21 and County B. They have quite a number of different varieties of fish, excellent sides, including German potato salad, coleslaw, and something called Richford hash browns, which is like a real cheesy hash browns with like onions and green peppers in it.
Ooh.
They have a big seafood platter that's terrific. And it's a real nice laid-back tavern with dining tables and table service. And it's just a real nice, casual place to go where the quality is very consistent. And I really enjoy going there.
Have you been going there for a number of years, Mike?
Well, only about 2.5, maybe 3, but that's as long as they've been open. Johnny was a bartender at some of the other area establishments and cook and manager of a couple of places and went out on his own and kind of forged what he wanted to do, and it's been very successful for him, and I love going there.
Well, Mike, thanks so much for that recommendation, and thanks for calling in. And you can join in at your favorite fish fry, 800-642-1234. Charlie on Facebook says Stolly's Hog Alley is excellent. Manya on Facebook says Irv's Mug in Oak Creek. Wednesdays and Fridays, their parking lot is full for both lunch and dinner with loyal followers for their outstanding fish fry. Monica on Facebook says Wentz on the Lake in Van Dyne has great perch. So they're flowing in on Facebook. You can join in with your fish fry favorite, 800-642-1234. Now let's bring in Chris Wyken. He is the general manager of the Packing House in Milwaukee. Chris, welcome to the program.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, the Packing House has been around for 44 years and is apparently one of Milwaukee's most famous fish fry establishments. Tell us about it. What are you doing there?
Well, I will take that as being famous. my mom and dad, Keith and Margaret, opened our restaurant back in 1974 when I was just 4 years old, and 44 years later, we're still there and still putting out great food for our loyal customers. We've been doing our fish fry almost that entire time, and we are consistently ranked the best fish fry in Milwaukee. We offer a drive-through as well, which is pretty unique from places around the state and in Milwaukee. So you can get your drive-through fish fry to go, or you can dine in with us and enjoy many other fish fry options as well.
What about the ambiance? What does it feel like inside the Packing House?
You know, it's a classic Wisconsin supper club. We've updated the look over the years, so it's a little bit more contemporary. But, you know, you're going to find a very relaxed atmosphere and live music 4 nights a week, including Friday night. So, you know, the second you walk in the door, you're going to be greeted with some, classic jazz standards, pop, and, kind of gets you in the mood for what you're about to experience.
Okay, so what about your fish? What are you using, and how are you battering it?
So we use an Icelandic cod for our popular fish fry, and everything that we do with our fish fry is made from scratch in-house. So we actually use a breading on our fish fry that we make in-house, which we think provides a superior fish fry and keeps the inside nice and moist and gives you a little crunch on the outside. So that makes it a little unique. We make our own tartar sauce, our own coleslaw. Comes with Milwaukee's own Miller Bakery rye bread. And then you have the choice of French fries or house-made potato pancakes as well.
What about the rye bread tradition with fish fries? How does that accompany or accent the fish?
Well, I think it's just, it just really rounds out the flavors. Kind of takes away a little bit of what you might think a fish fry might be a little greasy, and ours isn't, again, because it's breaded. But it gives a real nice balance to all of the flavors that come with that fish fry. We do also offer perch, walleye, or you can order a combination plate as well. So lots of options at the packing house.
How busy is it during Lent? How do you guys gear up?
Well, we're busy all year long for our Friday fish fry, but Lent takes it up a whole nother notch. We probably double our sales for a Friday night. And you'll find that drive-through line to be a few blocks long, but it moves very fast and quickly. It's a cash only through the drive-through, so it's a very quick transaction. We just keep the fish frying all day long. There's really never a slowdown from when we open for lunch at 11 in the morning until the drive-through closes at 9 and the dining room at 10. So it's just nonstop all day long. So we start prepping for that on Monday with, making our tartar sauce and coleslaw and getting that fish ready for Friday night.
We're talking to Chris Wyken. He's general manager of the Packing House in Milwaukee, getting your ideas on great fish fries all over the state in this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. Let's bring in Joe now in Madison. Hi, Joe. What do you have for us?
Hi. Well, my favorite fish fry is the Laurel Tavern in Madison, Wisconsin, which is walleye pike, 3 large fillets, and just slightly breaded. Yummy in the tummy.
I love it. Slightly breaded. So it sounds like, Joe, batter really matters to you.
Well, though most fish fries, they have too much batter.
This right.
is just a very slight batter.
What do you like as a sides, Joe?
Well, you get a full dinner. You could have mashed or fried potatoes, you get a full salad, you get the works.
I love it. Joe, thank you so much for this suggestion. Let's go to Karen now in Lodi. Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. What do you have for us?
Fitz is on the lake. It's about, 7 miles outside of Lodi. It's on Lake Wisconsin. They have excellent fish fry. It's not much breading. That you can get broiled or fried. It's all you can eat. They have an excellent salad bar that you can get with it. They have a choice of potato. They have bread. They also have an outside seating area when it's nice enough for that, and you can sit and have your fish by the lake. You can also pull your boat up to the restaurant and get out and tie it up and go in and have a fish fry from that respect.
Sounds like a beautiful setting for a restaurant. What a great suggestion. Karen, thanks so much.
Have a good day.
You too. Let's go back to Chris Wyken, now general manager of the Packing House in Milwaukee. Chris, how did the Packing House get its name?
Well, that's been some point of contention with me, actually. like I mentioned, I was about 4 years old when my parents opened the restaurant, and you know, we're located, you know, on the south side of Milwaukee, right across from General Mitchell International on Layton Avenue, and we're very close to Cudahy, that was then very famous for its meatpacking plant. So we got it a little bit out of there, but my parents tell me that I asked them, are we going to pack them in at the new restaurant? So I think a combination of both of those things ended up with us calling it the packing house.
Now, you also have the live music for people. What music do you bring in?
Well, we've got a lot of local entertainers. Really a lot of the jazz singers and standards. We do some pop and some R&B stuff, too, during the week. But Friday night, you'll find a more classic kind of supper club feel with jazz singer and standards.
Do you have a lot of regulars who you see?
Well, we do. And, you know, after being open for over four decades at this point, we're now seeing the second and third generation of the same families coming in, which is just really cool. You know, we've seen now, you know, the grandparents used to bring, you know, their kids in, and now those kids are having their own kids. And so we're seeing two, three, even four generations of the same family coming in. So it's just wonderful to have that loyalty after 44 years of being in business.
How important is it for you to carry on your family's restaurant tradition? Because running a restaurant is hard, and then add on top of it, fish fries are complicated. There's a lot of moving parts.
Oh, that's true. And, you know, we're very blessed and fortunate in the fact that we've got a lot of long-term employees, some of them that have been with us almost that entire time. I always tell the story of one of the cooks that we have that started with us when he was 15 years old. He's still with us today. He's now 55.
Oh, my goodness.
So he's been with us for 40 years. So it really runs like a very, you know, well-oiled machine. I'm very fortunate to be able to have that. So it's very gratifying, and it is, like you said, a very tough business. We're very fortunate to still be there, but I really think that the reason that we are is that we produce that same high-quality product that people have been getting now for over four decades, and we're consistent with what we do and how we do it, and we continually are reinvesting in the business and making sure that it's a comfortable and inviting place to be.
Did you think that a drive-through would go over with your clientele?
Well, you know, when my dad started that about 35 years ago, everybody told him he was absolutely crazy. And I can tell you they're probably we're laughing at those doubters now. Mm-hmm. It is extremely successful for us. It's been a huge part of our business over the years. And, you know, we see a completely different guest that comes through the drive-thru window than one that would want to dine in. You know, it's a different experience. It's something you can, you know, take quickly and take home and enjoy with your family and not have to deal with, you know, crowds or whatever. With dining in, it's a completely different experience, but it's still the same high-quality fish fry.
Well, Chris Wyken, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Have a great night at work.
Oh, thank you so much. It's going to be a busy day. I appreciate you having me on this morning.
Chris Wyken is general manager of the Packing House in Milwaukee. We're going around the state on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend, hearing about fish fries, the communities that grow up around these restaurants and around these places that have the fish fries some year round. You can join in with your favorite, 800-642-1234. You can send us post on Ideas Network Facebook page. Let's go to Paul now, who's been waiting in Middleton. Paul, what's your suggestion?
Well, good morning. I would like to suggest Chico's Villa Tap on the northeast side of Madison. Very good cod, Icelandic cod, an tremendous walleye. Bluegill, very, very, very good. And, of course, that wonderful oxymoron in the aquatic world, jumbo shrimp. I will warn people, they do have takeout, but I will warn people this is the kind of place you have to get there early, because if you don't, you're not going to be able to applaud side to side. You'll have to applaud up and down.
Well, it sounds like there's strategy involved in this as well.
Oh, very much so, including the parking. I would say also my side of choice is a baked potato in honor of one of the great matriarchs of our family, who came from Donegal, where they eat potatoes, skins and all.
Oh, wow. What about the ambiance while we have you? Let us know.
The ambiance. I say this with a great deal of affection. It is a typical Wisconsin dive.
And don't be afraid. Go inside. People are friendly. They're warm. They're hospitable. The staff is tremendously hardworking and will do anything for you as far as making your eating enjoyment. And, of course, you're going there, well, one, to enjoy the great fish, and two, to have a maybe one, maybe two brandy old-fashioned sweet.
Well, I think their motto should be, it's about the food and the company you keep.
Exactly. Precisely. If you want decorum, or if you want decor, if you will, you should go to downtown Madison.
Well, Paul, thank you for setting us straight on that. And sounds like a great place to find a real community and great food as well. You can join in with your favorites at 800-642-1234. A typical Wisconsin fish fry consists of beer-battered fried cod, perch, bluegill maybe, walleye, some areas along the Mississippi River, catfish. I'm partial to the catfish for sure. What about you? Where do you go for a fish fry? What is your go-to fish fry? Let us know. 800-642-1234. Post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. You need to stop on by with me tonight, yeah. If you're tired and stressed from working all week long, All right, let's bring in Jerry Farr, now co-owner, along with his wife, Dia, of Farr's Grove in Howard. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Well, I understand this is a really special year for you. Farr's Grove was founded in 1963, 55 years ago, and is really one of the most popular fish fry places in the Green Bay area. What do people love about it?
We are known for our perch fries. That's what brings. We have other items also, walleye and frog legs and so forth, but perch is our number one seller.
Why perch? Why do you go for perch?
People come out for that because they like it the best.
You've been in business for a long time, but this May you're going to retire. We learned from the Green Bay Press Gazette that you can enjoy life a little. What's going to happen to the restaurant?
Well, hopefully somebody purchases it, buys it here, so keeps the thing going. It's a good business, but when you get older, you just slow down.
What is special to you about Farr's Grove?
Well, the family and the friends that keep coming in all the time and all the new customers that still find us, and it's always a busy time with the fish.
So this is your last Lent season with the restaurant. Is it sentimental to you?
Yes, I've been here a long time, so, and, you know, you have a lot of friends, and I enjoy working, just that, like I said, when you get older, you slow down.
So tell us about some of your side plates. What can we see on the side of your fish fry?
We have a choice of potato fries or potato salad, coleslaw, rye bread with raw onion.
And what has changed with the food or the atmosphere since you opened back in 63?
Well, it was just years ago when it first started. All we had was fish and rye bread, but we've expanded to a complete plate now. So, and we have other items too, hamburgers, cheeseburgers, chicken strips, stuff like that.
Well, Jerry Farr, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for calling.
Happy retirement. Jerry Farr, along with his wife, Dia, of Farr's Grove in Howard, as we go around the state hearing about fish fries. 800-642-1234. Let us know your place to get a good fish fry. What do you love about it? What is the community you find there? We'll pick up the conversation after a news update. Over America's Dairyland. How about this? Fish fry capital of the world? I'm just thinking of starting a new license plate slogan controversy. Just kidding. Do you see an impending fish fry gate here? Let's not digress. Let's just stick with this is Wisconsin weekend. We're going around the state getting in on the fish fries you frequent. 800-642-1234. Please divulge. Post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let's go to Park, who's been waiting in Waukesha. Hi, Park.
Yeah, that's Mark.
Oh, Mark, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no big deal. Hey, good morning. The place, I've only been to it once, but it was absolutely fantastic. It's on the south side of Milwaukee, and it's called Clifford's. It's not a fancy place. You go there, I mean, you don't have to get dressed up. No one else does. A lot of people, you know, it's very blue-collar. People show up with their families and a lot of times some pretty big groups. But the fish and everything was phenomenal, and the waitresses are just perfect. And, I mean, I don't know how you could beat it. I've never had a fish fry that good in the state of Wisconsin.
Give us the ambiance.
It's more kind of like, to be honest, I don't know how to exactly put it in words, but more bowling alley style.
That works.
Definitely blue collar. You don't have to worry about showing up in a tie. But the food, I guess, you know, you're going there because of the food, and you would not be depressed. It is incredible.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for sharing about Clifford's. We appreciate it. Let's go to Linda now, who joins us from Lannan. Hi, Linda.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you're doing a program on fish fries.
Yes, and you have some information for us.
Yes. There is a place called Mivs and Vivs. It's in right down Main Street in Lannan, Wisconsin. And you can't miss it because Lannan, Wisconsin is not too very big. And the fish fry there is fabulous. I've never yet eaten all of it. It's just so huge. Their old-fashioned sweets are the best I've ever, ever tasted. They have their own mix they make. And, my goodness, it's a full plate. You can get potato pancakes, all homemade. Everything's great. Delicious.
And who is Mib and who is Viv?
You know what? I don't know.
That is A-OK.
I do not know the history behind the place, and it's been there forever.
Oh.
And it's crowded. They sit on the windowsills. You're standing room only.
It's whatever works.
As soon as you get in there, they take your order, and then they put you in line, and then they come and get you when a table is available. I think they have maybe 20 tables, maybe a little bit more, and then, of course, the whole bar. It's great. It's small and great.
Sounds like they're holding court in Lannan there, right?
Yep.
Linda,
you won't be disappointed.
Thank you so much for the suggestion. We appreciate it. 800-642-1234. Share your favorite fish fry. Let's bring in Kendall Gulo right now. He is a fish fry chairperson for St. Anne Catholic Parish in Wausau. Kendall, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, we couldn't do a fish fry show without having a church in the mix, and St. Anne's has been doing it for a long time, 65 years. What is the tradition like there?
Well, it's amazing. It's something that I've just started with 2 years ago. I just took over the chairperson position with a few other people, and our fish fry, it's amazing. I guess three things come to mind. It's first of all, the amazing food. Second is the outstanding price. We get a lot of food for the price. And the third is just the wonderful people that kind of put it all together. So the food itself, we use fresh food, high-quality fish and shrimp. And it's all made from scratch. All of our side dishes are made from scratch. So it's wonderful, and they taste amazing.
Well, what kind of fish are you using?
This, we use for our fried fish, we use pollock, and last year we went through about 2,000 pounds of it.
Mm.
We use haddock for our baked fish, and we went through about 1,000 pounds of that, and we went through almost 800 pounds of shrimp as well. So we have those three options.
What about the side dishes that you're serving?
We have a couple options for side dishes. We have homemade potato salad. We have coleslaw that is homemade as well, fresh that day. And then we have baked potato or french fries. And then it's served with Swiss rye bread.
So I understand that the proceeds from the dinners go to the church and they pay for the maintenance and the routine expenses, but it sounds like this is a really huge community endeavor.
It is. It's great. We have over 200 parishioners each week that help put this together from when the food comes in, throughout the week and then through the preparation on Thursday and Friday. And obviously through the entire event, Friday night, we serve over 1,000 meals every Friday. So of that, about 450 of them are people that come in and dine with us. We have about 300 people that can – we do phone orders, so they can call in ahead of time and just come in and pick up their meal. And we also have deliveries as well. About 250 deliveries go out each Friday night to people that maybe are just tied up in their home and they can't get out. So it's a great way for us to support the community.
I fully expect St. Anne's is going to be rolling out its Fish Fry app next year, right?
Yeah, we are working on some of those things.
Well, it really sounds like you're getting it out there even for people who can't come to the gathering. Is that important, too, to bring this type of community to the people?
It is. For our parish, we have a great camaraderie around this event, and we love serving the community. So it's important to us to continue doing this and helping out those that can't make it out of their home to have a fish fry on Friday night during Lent.
Why did you decide to take this type of position? Because there's a lot of things involved in it here, and there's a lot of volunteerism as well.
Yeah, it's an interesting story. During Lent, obviously, you're kind of reflecting on the type of person you are and if you're being the best you that you can be. And for me, I was kind of going through those stages last year, and there was actually an announcement at church that said, yeah, we need some new chair people because the people that were handling it were unable to do it any longer. So I kind of felt the calling that this is something that I need to do to help the parish and help the community and kind of give back to all the things that I've been blessed with.
Well, Kendo Gulo, thank you so much for sharing your story and for sharing St. Anne's Fish Fry.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Kendall Gulo is Fish Fry Chairperson for St. Anne Catholic Church in Wausau. We also talked with Rebecca Meyer Fry from the Dorf House in Sauk City. We talked with Chris Wyken from the Packing House in Milwaukee. And Jerry Farr was in the mix, who is retiring this year after 55 years in the business and in pursuit of carrying on the tradition at Farr's Grove in Howard. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life.
The fish is really the king here because we're not going to get coleslaw and a potato. We're going to get just rye bread with butter on it and slices of sweet onion. And that's a classic combination, but it's very unusual nowadays to just get that no-frills version. If you go to other places, most other places, as a matter of fact, you're going to get some kind of potato, which could be French fries, could be a baked potato. Places offer different kinds. If you're in maybe Milwaukee or in another more German area, you may get German potato salad or a potato pancake, which is really popular in that area. This is really considered, in a sense, the epicenter of fish fry. Green Bay in general is. It's really where there's a concentrated number of people. It's at an area where there's a lot of fish. There's been a lot of fish, and it's been around forever. I mean, Green Bay really is the beginning of the Midwest. So there's the history, there's the geography, there's the urban population to support it, and then there's fishing families like the Merricks that go way back. So in a sense, the fish fry tradition started as a big deal in the Green Bay area, and Merricks has long been known as one of the best. The big controversy here at Merricks is whether you order it bone-in or boneless. and there's not very many places left in the state that are quote-unquote brave enough to serve perch or other fish with the bone-in, and that's because people are just afraid of the bones. You know, they're little tiny bones. They could get caught in your throat. Oh, good, here comes the fish. Great, I have the bone-in. I got bone in, right? Great, thanks. Looks great. Look at this pile of fish. Yum. The reason I like the bone in is just the same reason you like a bone in steak, better than a boneless steak. And that's because the bone has, the meat or the flesh clings to the bone, and that's where the juiciness is, and that's where the most flavor is. Also, when you get a bone in at Merrick's, the tail comes on. You can't see the tail, but here it is. And that's my favorite part because you just snap that little thing off. You can even hear how crispy it is. And I crunch on it, and it's delicious. It's like a potato chip. People think I'm crazy because I love the tails, but they're the best part. The other thing about eating them with the bones in is you get to play with your food, get to eat it with your fingers. It's just a lot of fun. I think I'm on my fourth napkin already.
It's Friday night fish fry and polka party. Two hams, two.
That was commentator and food historian Therese Allen taking us to her favorite place, Merrick's in Green Bay, a Wisconsin institution since 1934. Therese Allen is an award-winning food writer and author of The Flavor of Wisconsin. This piece was produced by Todd Witter, and the song you're hearing right now, Friday Night Fish Fry, is from our good friend, Madison singer-songwriter Sean Michael Dargan. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. You can find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. This fish fry edition of Wisconsin Weekend was produced by Bill Martins, who points out that Culver's will do just fine on a Friday, and Nyasia Ellison, who is too healthy for a fish fry, to comment. Michelle Johnson is executive producer, who's now very hungry after this conversation about fish fries. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and in the interest of journalistic integrity, I will only say that my most recent fish fry was consumed at Dottie Dumpling's Dowry on a Friday in Madison, and you're listening to the Never Fishy on the Up and Up Ideas Network. Stay with us.
If you love to party, stop on by. You need to stop on by with me tonight, yeah. If you're tired and stressed from working all week long,
that's Friday night,
and you want to get your party on.
I know this place
where you can really unwind.
Don't cost a fortune,
and it don't cost a fortune to have a real